Skankfest New Orleans is happening November 14th through 16th. Get your tickets right now. There's only individual day passes left. All access is sold out. VIP is sold out. Do not miss out on the biggest Skankfest we've ever had.
What are those dates again?
November 14th through 16th.
Shit, I've got something. I'll try my best to be there. What tickets are left?
Single day passes.
Oh, only single day passes.
It'll come Sunday.
Yeah, I'll swing through if I can. Look, I mean, like, you know, the plans aren't in stone, but they're pretty fun plans. So.
Marilyn Manson live twice.
Marilyn Manson, back to back, same day. Skankfest is everyone's yearly party that you know to come to see all your favorite comics in the world and get to hang out, take pictures. It's a fan fest.
It is the largest lineup we've ever had. Favorites like Tim Dillon, Shane Gillis, Nick Mullen, Joe Liss, Robert Kelly, Sam Hyde, and obviously the Legion of Skanks, and many, many more. Over 150 comedians, 6 stages, 3 full days of comedy, fighting, music, and everything else you love about Skankfest. Go to skankfest.com right now and grab your single day passes.
Hey guys, do you love merch?
Come on.
Well, you didn't give me any more information than merch.
True.
Well,
you did just say merch.
Do you guys love merch? It's a crazy thing to ask the fans.
Hey, do you guys batshit for merch?
Hey, I'm talking to a bunch of merch heads here, right?
Legion of Skanks is back, everybody, with merch. Bigger and better than ever.
We got t-shirts, we got hoodies, coming soon, hats, a bunch of brand new designs, and new designs coming out all the time. All you got to do if you want to join the Skank Revolution is go to skanksmerch.com.
Merch!
Merch!
So much merch!
You guys want merch!
The revolution will be fought with merch.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson a quit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the
Oh, what a fucking day.
Already?
Dude, I hate looking for a house. I found the house that I wanted.
Yeah.
That sucks, dude. That's funny. Wasn't it our last Friday night hang that we were all like, Lewis got pre-approved for a mortgage?
Yeah, dude, it was such a moment on the thing. It's you going like, guys, I just got pre-approved for the mortgage. Hey, I broke a champagne bottle on the glass under the wall.
Dude, it comes back to the next week. And Lewis is like, the bank gave me $1 million and no one will accept it. I keep offering it to people.
Right, but came the other way, goes, they kicked me out of my other house. We're pretty much living in the Acura now.
I mean, did a whole speech. I had a whole moment. She might just said.
Well, it's what's funny is like I like this other house that I found, but I don't love it the way that I love that one. So now I'm going like, am I just settling if I make an offer on this house?
No, not if you send me the stuff. If you could see the vision of what you could do to it.
I can see the vision of what I could do to it. It's just not perfect. I'm seeing like 4 places today.
The vision is just Lewis pissing on the walls.
The other place wouldn't have been perfect either, dude. I promise.
No, the other place was perfect, Jay. It was perfect.
It was pure perfection. I don't know what I was saying, dude. It was pure perfection.
It was a perfect house. Whoever moves in there is just
every room. Because every room
go good.
Every room better than the last.
Oh fuck me, dude. God. And then I saw a place yesterday. Oh, Jay, I went to go see that.
The brick. Like,
yeah, dude, it's bonkers. Like, the place is absolutely like, if I was like Tim Dillon, I would buy this house right now. The place that I saw.
Why? Just to be like a gay count?
Yeah, like it's so eccentric.
It's where you live like a gay count.
You would just have count, boys.
Oh, you have him at Count Gomez?
in every nook and cranny, I'd hide a boy. Mm-hmm. It would be, if I was a rich gay guy, this would be like the perfect. I saw it, dude. It was crazy. The place that I saw, if I was just a little bit richer or a little bit more handy, like if I knew how to like.
Sure. Oh, buddy, I got so jealous the other day of a handy thing. It was a commercial. I assume it's real to some degree. It was for like a company. It was online, but it was for a company. See if you can find this, Alex. They do like, they'll make your house like your boyhood dream.
Yeah.
of like, you can have a wall, it looks like completely like a wall, but if you touch like a thing on it and pull it out, like the whole wall, it comes in and twists and moves over, and it's a doorway to another room.
Yeah.
Like shit, like it looks pretty awesome. I don't know what I would do with it, but I want to do every room where it's, it looks like I have no doors, but everything's a secret.
Yeah. This place.
I do have fantasies about, like, I have a fantasy about having like a real like bunker, like in the woods somewhere that's completely self-sufficient. I do kind of have a fantasy, like a vague fantasy of having a panic room. I don't know why. I just want to kind of have that. I was really hoping
when you said fantasy, I thought you were going to go, I have a thing where I could pull a book, the room would turn around, and then all of my bat suits would be in there hanging up perfectly on mannequins of me.
Like, I would.
No, I don't have any. I just have old dad fantasies now. I don't have any more little boy. I wish I could be a superhero.
A panic room, like, I would. The only time I would ever panic is if I was in my panic room.
Claustrophobia. You're like, it's locked. Yeah, I can't get out. Nobody can get in.
So I surrender. I surrender.
This place was fucking, this place is bonkers. It's like, it's not actually a landmark building, but they want to make it a landmark building. And it's fucking.
Hey, Lewis would have lived in something called Something Manor.
No, it was called the Something House, the something, something or other house. I almost feel like I, cause I'm not going to buy it. You could almost like pull it up. It's such a fucking wacky.
It was wacky.
Here, Alex, I'll tell you.
I looked at a place very similar to that where it was like, some people just choose like, I'm making a stone and brick construction.
Let me
and you're
see.
Like, man, that just looks like fucking weird dragon filled Europe.
Let's see. Because I'm not gonna, what if I do buy it and I give the address and it's a terrible idea?
That'd be great. Well, don't, they're not going to be able to kill you with dragon's fire. I wouldn't worry about that.
They're going to have to get across my moat.
They're definitely going to have to traverse the side of the castle. And then by that point, you're going to have, you're going to have all of your Gas Digital employees pouring hot wax on them.
Well, I mean, look, all of the heads on spikes surrounding my castle, you think it would thwart some of their...
It's not going to keep... It's, listen, some of them are going to be braver than that.
Dude, look up... hold on, let me find this. 868 Goffle Road, G-O-F-F-L-E Road, Hawthorne, New Jersey. This place is fucking... This place is... if I just had $1 million sitting in the bank that I could just go and finish this place off the way that it would need to be finished off, because what the guy's done already to it is like crazy. And he's a contractor and he's like an interior designer. So like the guy showed me the place and he's so proud of it. Like he's showing me like everything, like the wiring in the walls and like all the tubing and like, I don't know. He's like saying all these words that I've never even heard. I wouldn't even consider these are things that are having to do with a house. So this was a problem, like going to see like the owner showing it. But he's got like, you know, like everything from like speakers behind the walls to like fucking like just like a lot of like he's in a lot of crazy shit with it, but also keeping like a lot of the structural stuff, like the stone in some of the rooms is exposed and the wood. It's fucking crazy. Here, look at this. Look, first of all, look at the outside of it. Look at Dave.
It looks like none of the other houses want to be near it versus it being a house on a big part of land. It looks like I was like, you know what? Let's leave that place. Let's give that place a wide
zoom in. What's going on with the roof?
I asked that too. I think it's just a busted roof.
No, dude, it's a crazy, it's a 300-year-old house.
No, I know, but I'm saying, are you not able? That's just a garage or something.
No, zoom in, guys. Make it a lot bigger.
But what is that? Is that just part of the more rooms in the house, or is that like a...
This is the entire house. It's massive. So there's certain sections.
It looks like they intentionally took the picture from very far away.
Listen,
usually a house listing won't show like neighborhood.
No, I think it's to show the size of the property.
It's showing the size of the property. So like you can build a pool. You can do, yeah. So it's been expanded on. There's an extension on it. Go inside. You got to see some of the...
Abe's saying something. There's something with that roof.
No, like, obviously the roof stinks, but look what they did to the inside.
That's awesome. But I'm wondering if that roof cannot be fixed because of the age of the...
No, you can do whatever you want to it. So it's not a landmark building.
I know it's not a landmark building, but is there some kind of like that roof gets any work done to it? Is it just going to, the place going to crumble, or do you have to like redo that whole room?
All I know is that I'm not getting it, but look at how fucking cool this place is, dude.
I don't like a modern couch. But the room itself is beautiful.
No, keep on going. Keep on going through the photos.
It's a beautiful room.
You got to see like the whole fucking place. So he's got like, he essentially renovated three bedrooms, the whole downstairs living room, a crazy basement for like a gym, like a wild basement.
He did it It's newly renovated, and he did a really cool job with it.
No, he did like it. This guy fucking did the best job. This guy, this is a giant office space.
There's some, by the way, because I studied Lewis, I looked at a place like this too, and it's like if you had a room or something with that exposed brick or something like that, it would be good. Like it starts to become where you feel like you're staying in a cabin or something. Do you know what I mean? Like it seems like too.
This place,
I feel like it will eventually feel like buggy to you.
So here's what's funny is this kitchen needs to be completely redone. Like yeah. It looks good here, but in person it looks like shit. Like the floor is like shitty. The kitchen just is not redone. Like all the
kitchen's not great.
No, the kitchen stinks. This is the problem. If the kitchen was already done, I would actually consider getting this place.
And this place also for sure is working off radiator heat.
So the bottom is working off radiator heat. The complete upstairs is all central air.
Oh, nice.
But it's like super airy. Like, dude, he thought of like fucking everything.
I do hate radiator heat.
Yeah.
Go to the.
That's a growing up in New York thing that you could learn. Like,
I never knew how much it sucks until I got out.
Yeah. No matter how like nice your place is, for the most part, it's probably going to be radiator heat.
Turn the heat on.
Almost always. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's water dripping.
It has two speeds. It's like either it's off or the room is 170 degrees.
You got to show the bathroom, Alex. Go back to the bathroom.
And they're like, hey, you can wrap it in twine if you don't want to scold your arm every time you bump into a thing that's in the middle of your house.
You got to show the...
wrap it in twine so you don't accidentally third-degree burn your arm one day.
Yeah, this is the master bathroom over here. Like crazy walk in. Look at this bathroom. You go around this little corner right here.
Who would have thought when we read that poem at your house and the thing that one day we'd be talking about light fixtures, deco?
Look at this. Look at this bathroom.
Who would have thought when Lewis?
It's a steam shower.
Fat homeless guy that we'd one day be looking at pictures of a house he can't get.
Who knew?
Well, I can get this house. The problem is the kitchen needs to be redone, and then there's an upper level, like an attic level, that's like a master suite that's completely like needs to be renovated. There's all these sections in the house that aren't done yet, like this. The sections that are like this are incredible, but then there's all these sections.
Go back to that picture before.
That was an old bathroom.
Hot pipe right there, dude.
Hot pipe.
That pipe right there is hot.
Dude. But that's the thing. I don't have it in me to take on a project.
Does this guy have the shower where you pull the lever? Like I've always seen.
No,
that
that's
old movies.
A toilet. That's a toilet. That's like in the hallway. Like when you first get in, it's like a washroom.
So that hanging thing is a toilet.
It's a flush. Flush.
That's kind of awesome too.
No, the whole dude. Listen, if I was Tim Dillon and I was a gay rich man, this
not
would be
rich. It's an eccentric. You have to be an eccentric, gay or not.
You need to be rich enough to finish what they did to this house. Like, so you can't just say, all right, I'll just finish it with a $25,000 kitchen. No, you need to like match the rest of the fucking house and have like a style where it's like old, but it's new. It's like, I don't have the vision, the thought, the time, the energy, any of this.
I agree with you. It's a beautiful house. That's not the type of house I would ever consider buying. I just don't have that in me.
Look at the outside. Like,
there's two, you're telling me there's two or three rooms left that are, they're not just left to be done. They're left in the 1700s. And yes. I now have to convert that into the, it's too much.
Go to the outside picture again.
I like you, Lewis, want to live in somebody else's complete realized vision.
Yeah. So look, go to the wide shot of the house. So look, what you'd have to do also, like you can't just put like a shitty vinyl white fence around the property. You'd have to build a stone like,
this looks like
with
the
a giant
that,
metal gateway with like your initials on like, it. Like
I put a drawbridge.
Like all these other houses around it were built like 150 years after this house. And I feel like the original two houses that were next to this got blown away when the wolf huffed and puffed. This is the one that's good.
They were made of hay and
the straw house. The straw house and the. There's a lot of work.
It's also on a main road. So to get privacy, you need to like literally, you need to build stone walls. You need to age vines like 200 years to wrap around the walls. Like, I mean, there's so much.
Can you rapidly age these vines, please? I need some. Hey, does anybody have complete ivy for a wall? Alex, go back to the front again. If I had this house, though, I would make the front door like Castle Grayskull. It would definitely fall forward. he goes, all right, I'm going to work.
Look, it's so cool. It's also $925,000. It's so, like, for what it is, you're like, oh.
Well, that's the first ask.
There's no offers in on it right now.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, to build a pool on that property, to landscape the property, just, you're talking about what you would have, it would be another $1 million just to bring it to what you would need to make it.
Because the last time it was thought about putting a pool in there, slaves lived in that small part of the house.
Yeah. Three fireplaces. Like, it's really cool.
It is. It's a cool house. It's not a house I would ever consider buying.
No, it's just.
Can I say dealing with a fireplace outside? Indoor fireplace would make me a little, I'd be anxious about that all the time.
Well, it's also like there's a thing. I like like pre-war buildings. I like old architecture. It's cool. But there's just like a thing, like I'm jealous of Jay because his house is so much newer than my house. Yeah. My house is like 30 years old. What was yours, Jay? It was like 15 or something.
No, my house is, yeah. No, my house was done in the it was like the late 50s or something this was built.
Oh, I thought Christine or you told me it was like for that. But the thing you have, like, I have a 30-year-old house, which is pretty new. It's a nice house. Sure. But when you have something go bad, oftentimes you're like, oh, that was 30 years old.
I was going to say, also that thing is out of date, possibly in a way where they're like,
yeah,
yo, we got to take all this out. These kind of wires cause cancer in everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's
I'd have to find an ironsmith in order to fix things in my home.
You'd have to get into the walls and find all the all a bunch of bones and night stuff. It's just,
well, right, so the level of bodies of night I have like, oh, this is a furnace, I got to get a whole new furnace because the furnace breaks down. This is a 30-year-old furnace, you need a new one. But the type of problems you're taking in that house is like, oh, there's a problem with the chimney. This was built shortly after the Civil War. Yeah. And we, like, you know, you're just like, you're taking on this world of problems that you don't know.
You don't even know that it exists until it's like, oh, well, you know what? This entire wall has to be blasted by cannons.
You go, sir, your Prohibition whiskey barrel cave has a leak. And I don't know how to patch that.
Oh, James is sick. Get the leeches.
He goes, guys, every morning I've been cold plunging, then I've hit in the steam room, then I'm jumping in the Iron Maiden for a few.
Up, oh, somebody trespassed on my property, grab me my four horses and ropes.
He goes, all right, James, let me get you a fork and knife. Now let it cool, baby boy. I love you so much, my son. You will honor our family today with a great kill.
What's your breakfast? Well, we're gonna have quail eggs.
Now put on that dead wolf as a hat and let's get out of here.
It's such a psychotic house, but I'm so tempted to just
go on a great hunt,
create this problem for my life.
It does seem like something you would do. It does seem like taking on this burden is a Lewis move.
Coming in the Skanks every week with your castle problems. He goes, well, guys, turns out a sorceress did haunt the fucking one room.
Lewis's the incident segment is going to change a lot. Lewis is like, I had to fight a dragon this morning. Fucking dragon gets right in my face.
So this fucking leper shows up at my door.
Like, well, he goes, all right, guys, dig this. Yesterday, I get a knock at 3 a.m. and they said it's a gift. It's this giant horse. So I say, okay, bring it in. Well, dumbass me doesn't check inside the horse. I guess who's in there? All of my enemies.
All the Romans. They're here. The Romans are here. They're here to wreak havoc on my family.
And they've now breached the walls of Lewis Manor.
Dude, having Lewis Manor would fucking rule. Guys, can we all three go out on this just to have a castle? Come on, guys.
No, this is a Lewis project. You're going to have to pay for it all by yourself, but Lewis, you're going to have to get this house, Lewis.
Well, you know what? I can't speak for Dave here, Lewis, but you can always convince me to kick in money on something, whether it's a bad idea or not.
This, Jay, how much would it rule for us to own a castle?
Well, it's funny. I'm surprised Dave jumped out so fast because I was like, I'm listening from day one. I'm listening. We own a castle. Because if I owned it and lived in it, I know just from this house that I'd be every day combing through. I'm like, I guess you can never make it completely not dirty in the corner of that stone wall. But
no, no, no. I will say the guy.
But if I lived there,
dude, he fucking no. This guy that what he did to it. This is why I couldn't even imagine doing it, because I couldn't imagine having the vision to even go to a contractor and be like, make this work. Like you'd have to really know yourself on how to like get in there and like visualize.
You'd have to get, what you don't. Yeah, you can't. You'd have to get like a really good contractor,
a crazy interior designer.
Like, really, yeah, knows what they're doing. Yeah,
it's called Merlin and Sons. The Lancelot Bros are coming over to fix our castle.
Yeah, Alex, Jenna cheated on me. I sewed the letter A onto her chest. Now she has to walk through the town.
And then I buried her in the wall. Alex, did you or Mike, did you guys find the thing where the person who makes like the videos of people who make the crazy house like renovations?
So I found a few companies. Is it
I won't know the name. It's more as I just, if you have any videos of like these crazy that they actually make these things where it's like your floor can look like a normal floor and you do something and it opens up to go to your basement steps.
Hold on, I've
pretty
got
dope. Pretty dope.
God damn it, I missed the house that I put in an offer and they accepted for.
G. Mike's at Lewis in the Village. James wouldn't realize until he's older that it's modern times. Spoiler alert. Sorry, everyone. Spoiler alert.
Oh, man.
Dad, the kids at school are asking why I keep eating porridge.
James,
you're gonna find a great house, Lewis. Don't you worry. You're gonna one from this time period, from this century,
from the some from the industrial era at least.
It's not gonna have a well or horse stables though.
It's true. Oh yeah, go ahead, play it. These things are so neat. That one wasn't that exciting, but
Steve Humble dreamed of filling.
No, this
house
is very exciting.
Passages. But he couldn't find any companies to
actually. Okay, now that now we're getting
so
cooler.
Pretty cool. Hi, I'm Steve.
That's this is
okay. One cool thing.
I'll tell you.
Hand me that camera, will you?
I'll tell you. You can go off this one because it's Steve's not the thing. The thing I saw was so much more complicated. It was like there's something on the wall that you grab, and then like the entire wall like folds into itself, and because it was crazy looking. See if you can find that. If you can't, don't worry about it.
I mean, realistically speaking, it's probably not that. All you got to do is, like, instead of having a regular wall, put, like, a false bookshelf, slide it over. You know what I'm saying? There's, like.
Right. No, I'm saying those ones aren't that crazy. The thing I'm talking about is where it would be. People would talk about it for weeks after they saw it at your house.
We've rented Airbnbs. We did it with Alex. Remember, Alex? It was like you had to find the hidden room in the Airbnb that was like part of the game.
Yeah, and that was in the Poconos. It was great.
So Brian found it, I want to say, 2 days before everyone else.
G Mike just said I found it.
Oh, you found it. Sorry, G Mike. This is something that you don't really need to have bragging rights for, though.
By the way,
it's so unfortunate.
I found it, and they wrote back, no, he didn't. And it was.
It's so unimportant that Lewis just made it Brian in his memory. That's how little it sticks.
It just doesn't matter at all who found it. But it was like a room, and so people wouldn't tell the other people where it was. You had to like find it. So everyone was just doing drugs in the walls.
Harrington found it. I think Harrington found it. I'm not letting G Mike's take this valor.
G Mike's was for sure me.
G Mike's digging his heels in on this one, boys.
Oh man, really, I'm just so fucking. Oh, I'm salty right now.
Oh, because you didn't get the other house, not the castle. The castle doesn't have you salty.
The castle doesn't have you salty. I'm bringing Jenna to go see it today because she just wants to like see it. And, you know, she's like, "Come on, Daddy, buy it,
dude."
Tomorrow's show, guys. We have to delete the Goffle segment of the podcast.
Dude, that'd be so funny. She starts dressing like St. Pauli's girl every day. So we're in corsets and big flowy sleeves.
Yeah. She's locked a chastity belt onto herself.
You guys have met my girlfriend Jenna Chatterley. She's having dreams about a vampire in a country days away by boat.
Today we're riding white stallions.
She's going to convince Lewis to buy the house, and then 3 months later, he's going to try her for being a witch.
If anybody needs me, I'll be out combing my Clydesdales mane.
Where did I hear that recently? There was only like... Was it on Instagram or was it a comic talking about it? I don't know, but there was only like 13 witches or something that were actually like killed during the witch trials.
Oh, so stop bitching about it.
Well, they make it like it was a pandemic.
No, I think the moral is we didn't get all of them and they were able to breed.
Yeah, well, I heard 10 of them were crisis actors.
That's the whole thing is like we make this big deal like the Salem witch trials that were, but it wasn't even that many. Look up how many witches were actually burnt at the stake.
Just a couple of stank ass bitches from fucking Boston, dude. Who cares?
And I haven't looked into this extensively, but from the title, it sounds like all of them got trials. Yeah. So like I'm saying, if you were convicted, you were convicted.
25 were killed. Okay, that's more than I thought. But even so, that's not as many. They acted like we were burning bitches left and right.
Dude, 75 more people died at a Great White concert. The band Great White took out 75 more people than the entirety of witch deaths.
That's the way they should have angled it. They should have been like, oh, these were all witches that died, that were burned.
No, don't worry. We were gathering them all. By the way, wasn't it new? Where was it at? Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, yeah.
It was in New England.
Yeah.
They were all witches in the Great White concert. God doesn't make mistakes, man. It's like when they say a plane goes down, all those people were supposed to die together.
Yeah, that what a great time though. You could, like, if you're just mad at a chick, be like, she's a witch.
Oh, it's the ultimate. If I can't have you, no one can.
It's,
oh really?
It does.
Oh, listen. Yeah, you think you want to leave and take my kids? Well, she's a witch.
Yeah, just to be clear here, I'm not pro killing people on the accusation of them being a witch, but you do wonder what those 25 bitches did. Like, what did they do that got someone to go, I'm just going to say this chick's a witch. I'm going to have her fucking killed.
And just kill them, yeah, publicly.
Were they practicing like Wiccan or like some sort of weird, were they like crystal bitches? Because look, if we started burning women alive that believed in crystal magic, I would, and no one was burnt at the stake, G-Mike?
There's definitely lore to this that involves sex, for sure, without a doubt.
Maybe. G-Mike, you said nobody was burnt alive. How were they killed?
Yeah, I'm just reading here. They were all hung. The burning alive thing was in Europe, so that's why, like, the stories get crossed, but in America, no one was burnt alive.
Oh, there was witch hunts in Europe?
Yeah, and that's where they were burnt alive, and that's where that was popularized. And in America, the 20 that Alex said was, they were all hung.
And how many were in England?
And then there was one guy who was pressed to death.
They pressed him? They kept on asking him questions?
Yeah. But over here, sir. He goes, hey, Jay Oakerson, NBC. Look at this.
I could definitely see if I lived a time before science, just getting really superstitious and blaming other people for, you know what I mean? Like, if it was just like, there was just like a bad rain and you'd just be like, dude, it's because you farted yesterday. That's why it rained. And then I could just blame it all on you.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of it was just like,
a farter bad has things were happening. God.
Yeah. Well, like, for the first few hundred years, like when the sun went down, people were like, the sun's disappearing. Oh no, life's over. And then do that every day.
And then every morning they'd be like, okay, we begged and begged enough. And he gave, oh no, we're doing something wrong again.
Dumbass fucking old motherfuckers. The old timey dumbasses.
Oh, it's falling again. How do we keep this thing up?
We prayed all night and the sun came back. This is 400 years of this.
Non-stop. Every day begging God to bring the light back.
Oh no, God's crying.
And then
his tears are falling upon my body. What have we done?
And then at like 5:30 a.m. when the sky starts getting like that kind of like lightish, like the sun's gonna start making it appear. So I go like, okay, guys, whatever you're doing right now, keep doing. So it's like I'm running in place. Like, guys, what were you doing? Something's happening.
Oh, fuck, dude. It's fucking when they created religions and they created all these stories, it was just so obvious based off of ignorance. It's like we have science now, we know this. I'm sorry, Dave. You and Joe Rogan are good. We're going to be out of the Rogan's here if we keep on talking.
It was based on governing people. But I mean, no. But if that's not what Rogan thinks, I don't care. I'll go with him.
I'll go to church with Rogan. Dude, we should try to next time we're in Austin. Let's go to church with Rogan. How fun would that be,
buddy? I do have a new suit. I'll rock it.
Hi.
I'll go to a fucking church with Rogan. Dude, let's become the ultimate ass kissers in the Rogan sphere. We do start doing everything he does. Let's start filming ourselves compound bowing. Because, yeah, Jay and Lewis have really taken to the sphere, dude. Let's start wearing more camo.
You see a priest get shot in the chest with a bow. I'm like, I did it. Joe, is this not what we're doing?
Oh, I thought we were infiltrating to take down the Catholic Church together. No? No? Oh, all right. This is how you could be a witch, acting unusual or different. If you were eccentric, outspoken, or didn't conform to the strict Puritan norms, you were a target. If someone was reclusive, talked to herself, or behaved strangely, people might, you think Gert's a witch? Being poor, widowed, or socially isolated, they were called witches. Conflicts or feuds, accusations.
Honestly, Jay, so far, from what you've got there, pretty easy rules to follow.
Yeah, so far. No big whoop.
Don't let your husband die.
Stop acting weird.
Now, here's where it gets
tight. Stop acting weird.
If she won't shut her mouth and suck it, then she... if a woman had a disagreement with a neighbor and that neighbor later fell ill or had, circumstantial, like, coincidence shit, that sucks. That sucks. Like, hey, my neighbor's an asshole. Like, he has cancer. Witch. That's fucking wild. And being accused by afflicted girls. You know what that means. Could you imagine living in a place populated that everyone believes in? It's already enough that people believe in the supernatural of, like, organized religion here, but, like, people believe in the supernatural of, like, someone could put a curse on your kid or something. You know what I mean? Like, the belief.
Well, if you lived at a time where, like, if a nasty virus, like, if your family got a nasty virus, you're looking around at your neighbors like, which one of you motherfuckers put a hex on me?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you really, like, people, it's a weird thing to, like, think that people, like, lived in that. Like, just, we're in a magical world. And all types of shit like this is happening. It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit's nuts.
There's people that believe in it today. Like Dave, you're religious now. You believe in God. And I'm not mocking that. Like, more power to you. A lot of people do. A lot of smart people do. But, you know, I don't. Regardless.
Yeah, a lot of dumb people don't.
But you don't believe in, like, a haunted house, do you?
No. What do you mean? Do I believe in a haunted house?
Well, I mean, do you believe in spirits and stigmata and, like, all the other, like, mystical? Well, like,
you're saying there's, like, a level of religion that it's like you have a real belief that, like, you're being guided by people, like, loved ones, like, from beyond and stuff. So it is, like,
I think in a weird way we all kind of do believe in a core level in something to the universe, and it's kind of evident in how we all act. But, like, no, I'm not very specific with things like that. I think there's something to this life that's more than just, you know what I mean, meets the eye. But no, I don't live my life on a day-to-day basis as if there is magic existing. I take the laws of reality.
If you hear Transformers sayings into our conversations.
And you go, like, you don't hear, like, a book fall in a different room, and when you go to see what happened, you're not expecting this possibility that it's like your pop, like your grandfather or something. Like,
I don't believe that.
Okay,
you're sort of sidestepping my question, Dave. Do you believe that my new mansion manor could possibly be haunted?
Yes,
I went into it with the belief that there's no such thing as a haunted house. But after seeing some of it was really the bathroom with the pole flush thing just seems like that's where a ghost would haunt.
And you flush it.
Did you ever see, when I have my studio set up, guys, I think I'll be able to swing over a fucking picture to show you guys if I think of something funny, but that thing should be haunted by the goat, the doll from Tales from the Hood. Did you ever see Tales from the Hood? The shitty black horror. Do you remember, like, one of the things, like, a slave doll that, like, came back? It was so poignant. Yeah, the special effects were so bad. It was very, very funny that it's like an evil red-eyed slave doll coming to get revenge. Don't find a picture of the evil red-eyed slave.
You believe in that, though, Dave. You believe in evil red-eyed slave
doll. Tales from the Hood? It was very real.
Yo, everybody believe in Tales from the Hood, dog. That was
that's
still
where they came up with the term Niglet.
Is it that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Slave Doll. Little Penny before he got his jump shot. A little Penny before he got his jump shot.
Yeah, like I don't believe in like any of that. Like, but in a weird way, like I still, if you said, hey, let's go to a cemetery at 1 a.m, I would still be spooked out. Even though I'm
a
devout atheist, like straight
up. If I was going for pussy, I wouldn't think twice about it. If I was just walking through with friends, it would be spooky. And if I was going by myself.
I don't even like walking in like a dark, creaky basement by myself or something like that. And I don't actually believe there's anything there, but like on some level, it's.
But if you believe in God, do you believe in spirits?
But what you're saying is kind of is what he means. Like, I think I did it one of my specials, the thing about like running, like even though I know there's no, I don't believe in any of that shit. I still run up the steps from like a dark basement. And what I think I'm looking back for isn't like, it's not like a person who broke into, I'm never thinking behind me as a person who broke into the house, like a tangible, real possibility.
Yeah.
It's like a floating face of something, you know what I mean? Like something really fucking.
Well, yeah. Like, or a 4-year-old child just staring at me.
Yeah. Bloody.
What?
Solve my murder.
But there's
I'm just trying to change laundry over
something fucking weird as fuck about that. Like, I genuinely, like, do, you know, hook me up with the light. Like, I do not believe in spirits. You do not believe in God. I am as positive as possible. There's nothing beyond the, you know, our life. But if you said, hey, this is a haunted house, and then you left me alone there overnight, I would fucking freak myself out. Oh, and yeah. It's, I don't know what that's sort of based in.
I, you know what, yeah, I,
because it's hardwired shit that's deep rooted in you, you know, like we're all designed to like believe in shit like that, to worship, to all, you do it in your life, whether you say you're an atheist or not, you do.
Well, there was that, they did
life.
That thing with the babies. God. It's they did like, maybe it was a photo shoot or a video, just like kind of proving that like, it's like fear is kind of a learned behavior. And it's like little babies playing with these big like pythons. And these like snakes, and the baby's just like da, 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 da. You're just not inherently afraid of snakes until somebody tells you the snakes are scary and
I don't know if that's true. I think that's just a developmental thing. Like when you can develop the ability to be like the reason why little babies aren't afraid of them is because they don't have the cognitive ability.
Yeah, they don't know what they can afraid do of doing.
Them. Yeah.
I'm so happy that like does that Lewis Manor that has like a basement, right? You said the basement was all kind of
the basement's crazy. Like it's completely carved out. Like he literally dug out the entire basement. I could put like a full size fucking.
But is it? But currently stands. Is it basement? Like when
no,
I lived,
it's finished.
Okay,
it's finished.
When I lived with Carla, like there was still some element of that basement that was just like kind of like empty enough at one point that it was like still at nighttime I would like jog up those fucking steps from nothing. Because it was just sort of basement-y feeling for sure. I'm glad like my lowest floor here is like, it doesn't feel like a basement. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, no,
well,
it's
not.
It's
you don't have a basement.
It's a subterranean room.
It is. Sure. I guess, yeah, it is below ground.
But like, but it's not like I said, there's no element up there where it's like you're going down there into like the weird cementy, like
yeah.
That. When I'm like the duplex I grew up in, my nightmare of any night was when my mom would have to tell me, and I didn't want to explain to my mom that I was terrified, like go down the, you know, the four flights of stairs to the basement. It was like so much of a run for a little fat kid back up those stairs from how scary that basement was. Cause that was just two apartments worth of basement. It was just like a shared basement, a garage, yeah. Just concrete, dark, a lot of clangy noises. Cause all the pipes.
Oh my
were down
dude.
There
I had the
shit.
Most terrifying, basement when, my mom and stepfather got together, but he had an old unfinished basement, just tools everywhere. Like you had to pull on like a string on a light. That's like swinging around.
A murder. It's where Freddy Krueger made the glove.
And it was same thing, dude, when it'd always be some task of like, you have to go grab this. Cause that's another thing, by the way, is totally different to like how we raise our kids today to the way we were raised is we were raised where the kids were just like the bitch of the house. Like it would just be like, so if you didn't want to get up, you just constantly send your kid to go get you things. So it'd be something like I'd be tasked with like bringing a wrench up or something. And it literally same thing. I was old enough to know that it was pretty gay that I was afraid of the basement. So I wouldn't say it out loud.
Yeah.
But every time you'd be like, go get a wrench from down in the basement, you'd be like, like you're facing your terror inside. Because you had to turn off.
Can you go navigate light. All those shadows in the basement and bring me a wrench, please?
The thing is, I'm like 7, and where the light was, that little stringy light, first of all, I'd get in trouble if you left it on, because everyone was a fucking cheap fuck when I was a kid, and the light being on when you're out there was like a major offense. But so you'd have to turn it off in the middle, and then you had to walk all the way up the stairs in the pitch black. And that was just terrifying for me as a little kid. I ran up that. I fell on those stairs because I was running up because I was so scared of it. It was a rough time.
Yeah, it's an age thing too, Dave, because your kids are just young enough, so you're not asking them to do tasks. But it's pretty nice. James is at an age now where I can have him do a nice task. Hey, James, take out the garbage. That's nice.
A little bit different than what I'm talking about, though.
James,
you wouldn't. I'm sure you don't do it in the
hold
way.
This camera while me and my girl have sex.
He's a child, Jay.
Huh?
He's a child.
No, yeah, don't do it, dude. No, go with the joke. Don't do it, though.
Dude, you know what I? You know, no,
dude,
I was just everything kidding. Literally.
Yeah, dude, that was a joke. Seriously. All right, Jay, if you say so, man. But that's fucked up, dude. That's my boy.
This was Jay's idea. No.
Now push record and keep it in close for most.
Really
of it.
Get in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just hit the button. This is 3 times. You're fine.
Yeah. And you know, I'm your dad. Make me look cool.
Yeah, but the creepy shit, like, you know, once again, if right now, like, if a house came on the market and they were like, yeah, the last family here was brutally murdered in an unexplained manner, I would 100% take the opportunity to buy that house without a question.
Yeah. You should write them back, or you should, when you go today, you should be like, I'll give you $150,000 under asking to take this fucking wacky thing off your hands.
Well, it's already pretty fucking cheap.
I'm saying.
For what it is.
You could throw a fucking Hail Mary, dude, and just play hardball. I'll take it right now.
I'll take it right now.
Yeah, right now, $100,000 under asking.
$825,000 right cash. Let's go.
No inspection because I can't get a cobbler out here this time of night.
It's called the Van Winkle Home. Van Winkle Home.
More like Van Stinkle.
Horn. Let me see if it's haunted. It must be haunted.
Probably.
It must be.
Yeah. It's like William Rudolph Van Winkle.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Is it an Amityville house?
Doggy, check this out. This is actually crazy. NorthJersey.com. Hawthorne House holds secrets of 1850 murders.
Yeah, there we go.
It was constructed about 1760, and the site was Passaic County's first recorded murder in 1850. Doggy, yo.
Wait, in that house that you
in
were
that house?
At?
Yes,
Lewis, you get to live your dream now and move into a murder house and prove that spirits aren't real.
Oh, dude, you're so on your nails. You should. You should go there today and be like, I know about the murders and offer $100,000.
Now give me $100,000 less.
$100,000 less, dude. You could do everything you want to do to that house immediately.
The home was purchased where John Van Winkle and his wife were murdered in 1850.
Why do they still call it the Van Winkle house? Just try to get away from that.
Exposed the stonework, repositioned some stone. It was originally used to set the stones. Hold on. He purchased the home in Hawthorne where
it's known locally as the haunted house. That's what the kids call it, Lewis.
Yeah, that's
I can't wait. Lewis starts coming in every week with his beard getting like bigger and scragglier, and his eyes have like purple under them. And he's like, hey, gosh. And you go, hey, man, I was thinking, like, we haven't seen James in a while. He goes, he's sleeping. Well, you know, can I just see him real quick on the phone?
No.
I've got work to do.
The first recorded murder of 1850. Maybe that's why it's so cheap.
Dude, Lewis, please go get haunted by a van, by Master Van Winkle.
Him and his wife were murdered.
Man, Lewis is being really weird, isn't he?
Do we know how they're murdered, Alex? Look up how they were murdered.
That's crazy. What if it was heroin and stabbing?
But I, come on. Dude, those are my real parents.
Yeah, I know. What if you're drawn to this place because the guy, the murderer was on heroin?
Doggy, there's some, this one has some other wild photos of the home.
Oh, Josh. Let's see that.
Please. I really want this house now. Dude, murders? The first murder in New Jersey?
It is pretty fun. Dude, now you're getting me even more to want to go in on the double homicide murder house of Hawthorne House.
Dude, how fun would that be?
Hold on. What is this?
That feels like bad juju, though, because that feels like someone's going to do that to the Kimowitz house.
So they were stabbed.
Oh, an 1850 stabbing.
That knife wasn't sharp.
It was like a dull blade.
Maybe it was razor sharp because people paid attention to things like that back then.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm picturing like a dull, smelly blade, and then you get stabbed. There's no modern medicine.
It's essentially a triangle rock.
God.
Yeah.
Are you
pulling up the photos, guys? Or
did anybody do they know it killed them?
Why don't we do plugs while they're looking that up?
I mean, that's a real commercial for Ring video doorbell, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
No one even knows. Still unsolved since the 1850s.
Yeah, but it's just such a cool house. You don't want to have dumb modern things like that. It's like, you know what? I'm not getting a security system.
No, no, no. Come challenge me if you dare. Break into my home and see all of the weaponry I have.
I want to get some coffee. So let me go first. Do you guys mind?
Okay. To go get plugs.
You do plugs. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Come see me live.
What kind of coffee are you going to get?
Some Body Brand coffee.
Yeah.
You know it. Boosts my testosterone and my brain function all in one cup. Strength and focus in every sip.
I've been cramming it straight up my ass. And I got to tell you.
You love it.
I feel great.
You should feel great. At the very least, your asshole's more muscly.
No doubt, dude. My asshole's actually growing hair, and it's been a little aggressive with chicks.
Come see me live on the road, guys. The Bring Five Friends tour is wrapping up this year, guys. This weekend, I will be in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Side Splitters Tampa next Thursday and Friday. Saturday's already sold out, the special taping, but there's some tickets for Thursday and Friday. We're doing Story Wars live at the Comedy Store August 4th and 5th. Three shows. Then I'm going to Timonium, Maryland, Kansas City, Missouri, Providence, Rhode Island, Portland, Maine, Key West, Levittown, New York, Batavia, Illinois, Springfield, Missouri, and many more. Go to lewisofskanks.com, grab those tickets. Check out all my other podcasts that I do, Story Wars, The Regs, my bonus show that I do just for people that sign up for my mailing list, and go pre-order my book, Knives and Spoons, available wherever you guys buy books. But you can pre-order on Amazon right now. Comes out December 2nd. I'll be right back.
Yeah, buddy. Go ahead, Davey.
I got my next up is Denver Comedy Works, and the tickets are selling real fast for that. If you want to come out, make sure to go grab tickets now because it looks like all those shows are gonna sell out. And then I'm back at Hilarities in Cleveland. Love that club. Looking forward to going back there. And then the Comedy Mothership weekend again. Grab tickets for that because all those go quickly. And then Tacoma, Spokane, Wise Guys. Where's Wise Guys again? Jay, the one in Vegas. I just added that. Vegas, sorry. Yeah, doing the Vegas Wise Guys in September. Yeah, I love that club. You don't have to rush to get tickets, though. There'll be plenty available if last year is any indicator. But it is a great room.
Keep in mind, Skankfest is not Vegas this year. So Vegas, if you want to see the Legion of Skanks, if you want to see the Legion of Skanks, do stand up, man. This is the way to do it.
Yeah, and then I think Detroit and Tampa are links are up there as well. ComicDaveSmith.com. That's all.
Word. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Very important. Get tickets. Let's sell out. If we we'll add Story Wars in a stand-up show if we start selling these things out in Los Angeles, the Comedy Store. So get your tickets now. Three Story Wars currently on sale. I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina, July 11th and 12th. Tacoma, Washington before Los Angeles, and then Sacramento right after, bookending that trip out west. So come see me in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Going to have a lot of fun people out there with me, I think. Appleton, Wisconsin, all over the place. Big Jay Oakerson's Peter North American Tour coming on a city near you. If you get it, you get it.
Story Wars, America's favorite new game show obsession. And of course, Bonfire, me and the great Robert Kelly, Faction Talk Series XM 103. You got to come on Bonfire one day, Davey. I don't think you've ever been on as just an individual guest.
No, that can't be right. Is that true? So.
Just by yourself? I don't think. I think you and Dave Lewis came on once.
Me and Lewis came on. Yeah, but I've been on Bonfire. I've been there a few times with you, I think. But yeah, maybe it was always with Lewis. I don't know.
And not with me and Bobby. So
that's true. I don't think I've done it since Bobby's.
And it's really,
we did it with Lewis one time since Bobby's been on, I think.
It's the show that to tackle the issues, if that's what you want to do.
It is. That is what everyone's saying. Everyone's saying everywhere I go, they go, "Why you talking Bonfire?"
He goes, "Yo, because when we gonna get the collab, bro?" And then it said, "Bonfire X Dave Smith." When are we gonna get that collab? Mm-mm-mm. Damn, I really want Lewis to move into a haunted murder manor. It would be great. Get possessed by the spirit of a murderous father. Lewis goes full Shining on them. Mm-mm-mm. Wow. Thought Body Brain Coffee was instant coffee. Well, all right. What are you going to do, right? Guess you got to heat up the water or something. Have you tried it yet, Dave? You drink coffee.
I do. I have not had a chance to try it yet, but I certainly am looking forward to it. Lewis hasn't sent me any yet.
Listen, put the water in it. Put it straight up your ass. Coffee enema, that shit. You get your test.
Yeah.
I don't know if this has any scientific backing, and Lewis will not support my claims. I'll tell you that. But I'm just telling you, as a person that doesn't drink coffee, you can put it up your ass. It's okay to put
Alex coffee up your ass. Alex just chimed in and said Harrington loves it. So
up the ass?
Clearly referring to. She said it right off of your comment. So
of course,
I assume,
dude. No one's surprised that Harrington loves getting a nice shot of fucking coffee up the shitter.
But okay. It's not that much of an endorsement when he loves all liquid being shot in his ass.
Honestly, any liquid up his ass. Piss, water, cum. And that is that. Story Wars right here on Guest Digital Network. Oh, well, Lewis came back right at the end of the plugs.
Perfect timing.
No, there's no way. You guys had to end plugs way before that.
We finished our plugs 20 minutes ago.
Did you grind your beans individually for that cup of coffee? How long did it take you?
Sorry, guys.
Did you do something with your penis?
Why with my penis?
I don't know.
Did you?
Maybe you went up there and your lady, you just did a little saw. You were like, hey, look at this. And then she slapped it around a little bit for a second and you took a little extra time.
I was like, okay.
You thought it was hot to do something dirty while we're here with our thumbs up our ass waiting for you talking about your stupid fucking coffee. What did you do, Lewis?
Well, if your thumbs are up your ass, maybe you did something sexual. What are you guys doing? I'm glad I gave you guys a little
time. Waiting for you. That's what the crowd wants. It's what they need.
We were forced into it. You chose to do it.
Would you live in a house that somebody was murdered in?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Nope.
That's enough of a deal breaker for you.
Yes.
If it was 200 years ago.
Oh. No. Not if it was like widely noted. That's what I'm saying. But the person who like, I wonder what they did with like Kimowitz's house.
I weirdly think
it's like a beautiful, nice neighborhood. Like what happens with that?
Well, I think in a weird way, I think it makes it worse if they were killed 200 years ago. Like if they were killed 5 years ago, I still, some part of me goes like, yeah, okay, that's whatever. But 200 years ago, you're like, yeah, that's when magic happened.
Yeah.
That's when someone could have been possessed.
I know you're saying, and if someone's ever haunted by a current person, it's always a comedy movie. How High, shit like that. You know what I mean?
Great point.
Ghost Dad.
Yeah. When somebody's horror haunted, it's something much older and
well, I mean, it could also be a dramatic, but it's always a feel good story like Ghost.
Yeah, or like, you know, it's like a kid who has to solve her own murder after she got killed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
if you're just entering a house that's haunted, it's at least pre-war, unquestionably. Absolutely.
Yeah, like that ghost, like the ghost is gonna have one of those like drippy faces, like with and no pupils in their eyes and shit. So, yeah,
dude, how scary would it be if you were haunted by a slave ghost?
Would you really be haunted by a slave ghost or a rabid slave puppet like Tales from the Hood? A tangible haunted puppet.
The only thing that can make this black guy more scary is if he was a ghost.
What if you were haunted by a slave ghost, but then you were able to just like re-enslave him, and then you just had a slave?
But what if as a ghost, he also didn't really couldn't do anything to you? It was more just being there doing like black stuff all the time, like DJing when you're trying to sleep, fucking shooting hoops too early in the morning, waking you up every fucking day.
Instead of saying boo, he says jigaboo. Jigaboo.
Stop, man. You're making me laugh. Yeah, dude, he does over the top Def Jam comedy. Or he overly laughs at everything he sees that isn't that funny. Like, oh, yeah. Shit. Oh, shit.
And he's like, all right, the premise was a little lazy, but he sold it.
He goes, God, this ghost sucks, dude.
Do we have any more information about the Van Winkle murders, Alex? Now that you have the actual address.
They were pretty dope. What if they were killed by ninja assassination? Like one's head was cut off, the other one was riddled with Chinese stars?
Sorry.
Hey guys, can I ask us a question here as a group? And we just all think on this?
Yeah.
This dawned on me a few times. I've never had people around me to say it to. Ninjas are Japanese, but the things they throw were always called Chinese stars.
I don't think they were ever called Chinese stars.
We just called them that?
We called them that. We were racist.
It's. I'd also hear them called ninja stars.
Ninja stars.
But were they ever Chinese?
I don't know.
Damn, that is racist.
That is racist.
Chinese stars have nothing to do with Chinese.
Wow.
But go ahead, you were saying.
I don't even think they're called ninja stars. What are they actually called? Probably throwing stars?
Throwing stars, I've heard it called also. Well, they're probably called something like sumai or something, yeah.
Shurikens. Yeah. Shuriken. Oh, is that what he's saying?
No.
Is he saying shuriken?
No. That's hadouken. No.
It's hadouken and aruken.
Yeah. Or spinning star kick.
Wow, Lewis used the girls.
I use Chun-Li all the time. She was my fucking go-to. Also, when you used to flip her over, you used to see up her skirt.
Yep.
We all know that, Lewis.
Oh, a noise.
Pretty toit fucking ass. You saw Schultz is going to be in the new Street Fighter movie?
Lauren just told me that this morning.
Who is?
Schultz.
In the new Street Fighter movie?
Yeah.
Who is he, Guile?
No. He's playing like, I've never played with this character
Ken
before.
Bison?
But apparently it's kind of like a scrub character, like comedic relief.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know the name of the character. But I know that, what's his name?
Is that a theater movie?
Khal Drago is going to be playing Blanca.
Oh, Momoa?
Yeah, Jason Momoa is playing Blanca. Pull up the cast, guys. I've been vamping enough that I assumed you would have
done. No, let's see if you memorized the entire thing.
Who else? Marcello is in the new Happy Gilmore movie coming out.
50 Cent is playing Balrog. It's true.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wasn't a gag. Yeah. And Roman Reigns is in it.
Could this possibly be a good movie?
The original Street Fighter sucked dick.
It was horrible. And it had fucking like Van Damme and shit in it.
Yeah, it was Van Damme as an American, which is hilarious. And then Raul Julia as M. Bison.
Yeah. All right, let's see. So, is that... I don't know who the person on top is. I don't know who's playing Ken. Oh, I guess it's Ryu and Ken.
Yeah, it's Ryu and Ken. It's Chun-Li. Chun-Li.
Chun-Li.
Chun-Li was so hot. Remember when you'd beat the game with her? She'd be like, at the end, she was like, now that I avenged my father's death, I can just go back to being a hot young girl. And she pulls out her thing. She's wearing like short shorts. It fucking rules.
I don't remember that at all.
That guy was Snake Eyes.
You don't remember the ending of Street Fighter when you beat it with Chun-Li? Pull that up.
No, I don't think. I never played.
Hang on, wait. Go by and see who these people are real quick. That guy's Ken. I don't know who he is. I'm trying to see if I know anything from anything else. Oh, she was just in that movie, The Presence. I don't know who Akuma is.
Akuma Matata.
Blanca, go on. That guy's weird. That guy's a weird looking guy.
Oh, wait, who is that guy? Hold on, go back up. Who the fuck is he?
David
Bison.
He's in a lot of things.
And Bison, he was like the first boss.
Oh, yeah, he was the Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. Suicide Squad, Oppenheimer, Dune.
Oh yeah, he was the
Did you watch Late Night with the Devil?
No.
Yet that's pretty good horror. He's the main star of that.
Nice.
Keep going. Orville Peck is who the fuck is?
He's a queer country superstar.
Okay.
I mean, is that like how much you country people hate Orville Peck?
Oh, I bet so much. Keep going down. 50 Cent Jackson, Balrog. So that's with the fucking boxing glove.
Yeah, the boxer. Were you a big Street Fighter guy, Jay, or you're more into Mortal Kombat?
I played them both.
And Cody Rhodes is Guile. I didn't know that.
Interesting.
Guile was my go-to.
Guile was your go-to.
I was a Guile guy.
Guile was your go-to.
Who was my go-to?
I'd play with all of them. I was so good at Street Fighter 2. I mean, when I say
Dalsum. I like Dalsum.
I like playing with Dalsum too because he was fun and unique, you know.
But he's not a. I'm trying to think. I always, you know, go to the original Street Fighter people because it's always. I'm so an obvious person. Like in Mortal Kombat, I was like a Liu Kang guy. I always wanted to be a little Chinese karate person. That was always like my favorite thing.
Before you even pull it up,
it's such a funny thing. It's such a funny thing for a giant dude to like wish to be.
A little Chinese karate person. I love ninja stuff.
I can say it in order. In the menu.
Jay was a transgender kid before transgenderism was a thing. You were born in the wrong body. Want to be a tiny Asian ninja?
It was Ryu, Ken.
Right.
I don't know if I can do it in order, actually, but E Honda, Guile, Chun Li, Dalsim. Was there eight people you could play as?
Blanca.
Had to be eight, right?
Yeah.
We're missing
one. Hey, Lewis, whether you get this last one or not, you've convinced us you were a loser as a kid.
Yeah. Is it No, I'm thinking everyone I'm thinking of is like a fucking Mortal Kombat character.
No, there wasn't seven. It couldn't have been seven. It had to be.
Who was the electricity guy? Who was the guy who had
I was gonna say you're thinking of Raiden because it's like they had like kind of a crossover to each thing. Street Fight, yeah, Guile. There's no.
Who am I missing here, Alex?
Chun Li. Hang on.
Hold on. Go back.
Do it again. I want to get it.
Ken Ryu. Ken, Ryu, E Honda, the sumo guy, Blanca, Dalsim, Chun Li,
Zangief.
Zang fucking Geef. That's who you should have wanted to be, Jay. You got major Zangief energy.
I got all day Zangief energy, but I would never want to be Zangief.
Zangief was the only guy that I really hated playing with.
Jay's got Zangief energy, and I've seen him beat up a car.
True that.
Jay, you kind of look like Zangief.
Yeah, but I always I definitely wanted to be good with just like Ryu.
So if we were all characters right now, I mean, I guess I'm closest to Dalsim. I'm bald and brown.
I was going to call you Blanca. You have an inner Blanca inside of you.
You do have Blanca vibes.
He goes, outside, cool and collected. The inside, the fury of 1,000 Blancas.
I mean, Dave, is Dave, I guess Dave's Ryu?
Sure.
I got some Ryu vibes to me.
But Jay, you also have some Blanca energy to you, dude. This is honestly, sure. Jay, when I first met him, this is the look he was going for.
Blanca? Yeah. I was going for young Blanca.
Yeah.
Well, Lewis has to pick between Dalsim and E Honda. You have to be a minority. You don't get to become white.
I thought you were going to say because I go from being skinny to being fat every other month.
it's Lewis before vacation and after vacation.
That's July 20th. E Honda, July 27th.
See, E Honda was fun. E Honda was fun to play with. You know, the fucking.
He was hard to get at. He was hard to get at.
He was hard to get at. He just had great, he had great trips. Like his low kick attack was really good.
I'll tell you what, with fucking technology of video games, I really do move with the times up until a point. I don't really give a fuck about like Oculus games or like, you know, like too involved, like online gaming and shit. But like the go backward, like people like DeRosa, there's no dig at all. Like there's some people who just love playing, like can sit for hours and just go Butterly and just play like old video games that are just ridiculous, pointless, slow, silly.
You know, I've
and just do it for an hour. And I go, dude, I can't. I say, I think I can. I'm always like, oh, it'd be fun to play a game of Tecmo Bowl. And you're like, it'll be fun for 5 minutes because you realize there's a game that looks like a real football game I can go play. And it's so cool.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I never got into the like, which I kind of, again, I like the idea.
Me too.
The concept of like, oh, let's go play a Nintendo game.
But, when you play them, Contra, you play Contra for like 10 minutes and you're like, but this was the greatest thing
ever. No, Contra's pretty dope still, by the way. No, so I've had a few of those systems where you have all the Nintendo games. And
the only one I play of the because it's the closest to good, but it's still great.
Super Mario World is a high caliber game to this day. A very high caliber game. You know, some of the games, but you know, Mario, they just did something fairly unique with like the side scroll, like whatever it is, it still just kind of holds up to this day. The gameplay holds up. Like even they did something really cool. Like when you jump, like it was like sensitive based off of how hard you hit the button, how high you jump with Mario. Like it just feels very like different than a lot of other games. Contra is just a little bit like clunky. You know what I'm saying? Like, then there's some certain games that are just like fucking, you know, just not good at all anymore. Like, remember Marble Madness? I thought Marble Madness was the coolest fucking game ever. I tried to play that again a couple years ago, and I was like, this fucking
dude,
sucks.
Any of the old wrestling games, fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Like Wrestling Superstars in the arcade and shit.
So oh, bad. Yeah, those are
like
rough.
An NBA Jam. Does that have any replay value?
No. Now, you know what? Here's the thing. That's not true. It's a fun game. You smoke a joint, bullshit, and like playing with a friend. But like NBA Jam, I used to be able to play that by myself. You know what I mean? Like you'd want to just play it because it was an awesome video game. But those things hold no value like that.
Yeah. No. I also only play one video game ever anymore.
Yeah.
I tried to get into like the new Mortal Kombat's and like, and when, don't get me wrong, they're spending $2 billion on the new Grand Theft Auto. We played Grand Theft Auto at Dave's show at Dojo a couple weeks ago. We played like Grand Theft Auto.
It was first time I've played in years, and it is, the Grand Theft Auto is fun.
There's now the last really one, the newest it. One. Was
I never, even back in the day when I used to like play video games, when I had to say, you know, I was always like, I'd like sell my system for the cash. But then if I had like a good money week, I'd go out and buy another system.
Yeah.
And like I did that like many times over, just losing money the whole time. But I'd get Grand Theft Auto. I'd love it for a day or two. And then I would just totally get bored of the game. And I never did like
I would do the missions. Well, here's what I would do. Day one, I'd be like, I'm going to play this game the way it's supposed to be played.
Every time.
Do the missions. Yeah. And then you get stuck on some horseshit mission. And be like, well, I guess I'm murdering hookers. That's
would beat the game linearly. I would just like do the missions for one person and do the missions for the other. You know what I mean? I just like I'd go as fast as I could to like beat the game. And then sometimes go back and do like the other like side shit, but like I never also had like a have to complete the whole game, give a shit.
The only game I ever did
I've also gotten out of completely. If I want to play a game, I want to enjoy myself and have fun. If I die on the same part 10-15 times of a video game, I will just move it to easy. Like I would just turn the difficulty down to easy and beat. Like, I don't care.
I got stuck with Doom. Whatever the newest Doom is, or maybe the second to last one, you know, fuck it, which is just awesome. Like it's a pretty badass game, like Doom on fucking PS5. Like when you're playing it, it's like the graphics are just sick. It's like the whole thing is cool, but you get to a point where it's like, oh, I'm like fighting a demon that I have no idea when I'm ever going to beat him. I'll never move it down to like easier, but I will give up the game completely and never look at it again.
G Mike, is there any stuff of this on Reddit or anything? There's a Comedy Royal Rumble in the new WWE game, and we're all in it.
Yeah, there's like a full video. It's like all like comedy and podcasters.
Yeah, somebody made us.
Matt
and Shane.
But did they do like because like there's some people who know how to like. Well, I used to the last WWE game I played was like 2013 or something. And it
when I try to do those games, and you try to like make yourself or make a character. I mean, the amount of like, it'll be like, you're on the ears and they're like, do you want to put the ears up like that or like that or turn them a little bit like that? Like, you're like, dude, it's just so much detail that goes into doing it. I can't spend the 3 hours creating a character.
No, right. But I'm saying people go in there and like when I would do the download content on that game, and it was like a game that didn't have the Road Warriors in it, but there's like every version of the Road Warriors that's made by a person, and it's fucking like amazing.
Yeah, well, people, I think you can, at this point, you could just upload an image of the face, really, like a picture.
No, there's people that would be able to, like, make their moves, and it's pretty wild.
Yeah. Yeah, they do some cool shit. The only game that I ever really cared about getting, like, every single thing was Mario 64. And I never finished getting every star. I was maybe 3 or 4 stars short from, like, and I have no idea. Oh. This is pre-internet, so I have no idea, like,
the Spider-Man game, or those Spider-Man games are fun to just finish completely.
James loves them. This the only games James plays. He loves the Spider-Man games. They're really cool. Like, it's just like they figured out when you're whipping through the streets, you feel like you're whipping through the streets. You know what I'm saying? Whatever that like feeling is.
Fun. Yeah. It's like a fun thing.
Yeah. Very like not clunky. It's a fuck. You know, you know, they give you like, you see the spidey sense on the thing. You're like, oh, somebody's about to shoot me. So you know to move out of the way. It's cool. The way they made them are pretty fun.
Yeah.
But I just don't give a shit enough about games. Like when I play Warzone, I'm just playing just to like fast paced, get kills. It's like a drug. It's like you get like the serotonin.
I was literally talking about it the other day because, like you said, when we were at the dojo of comedy, we were playing video games in the green room, and this was the first time, literally the two times I've done shows there, the only times I've played video games in the last 7 or 8 years. And playing that UFC game, and they have my old UFC game, and it's so fun. I just love playing it. Oh. And it's like, even as you do it, I do feel like there's something like almost evil about it. Like, cause you're like, oh, I would love to do, but I will just waste time doing this. If I have this in my house, it has to be nowhere near me.
Damn. Harrington. I'm sorry. It just reminded me. I dismantled you in that fucking best 2 out of 3. It is what it is. Who cares? Mickey Gall was watching.
Like, see, like right now, even this is, I want to jump in on this so bad. Like, I want to be like, well, now maybe you've earned a shot at the title, Jay, and you can come see me. You guys want to meet at the dojo later?
It's
a few hours away.
Susceptible to the jab. I have it at my house, Dave.
All right. That's only a little bit further. Let's go to Jay's house.
It's only a little further.
Oh, is my place further from Dojo Comedy to you?
No, I think from where I am now. I'm not at home.
Oh, but yeah, no,
I was joking. I'm not. I really want to, but I have a wife and children. I don't think I can just take off and go play video games with you.
All right.
You're lucky because I would have kicked your ass, dude.
Nah, dude.
Oh, you're so lucky.
You would have fell to the jab hard. Oh, yeah. With 8 seconds left, is what I knocked him out in the last fight. Damn.
Wrestling games are weird too. James will play like 2K, whatever.
I don't get them at all. Yeah.
Well, it's just the problem is like I'm going like, but wrestling's fake. So what?
Right. Yeah.
What is this? What am I even doing right now?
Oh yeah, do play the Comedian Royal Rumble. Yeah.
Please. This. Oh, it's a whole Royal Rumble they did. The first ever Comedian Royal Rumble. That's funny.
It's pretty dope.
Hey, do it with somehow less volume.
Yeah.
The audio's a nerd talking. All right, fine. This nerd who made this spent hours and hours and hours.
Theo Vaughn.
The walkouts are a little too long.
Yeah, they did him pretty good.
Yeah, let's see. Keep going. Ooh, Zach Amico.
Zach.
Hell yeah.
Not bad. Not bad. Not great. Not bad.
It's for the Kiltony belt. Okay.
Oh, wait. You got to jump here. Who's the next person coming? Wait. Who was that came in? Chris DiStefano.
Is it?
That's what it says. Yeah.
Royal Rumble 4 is Mark.
Get Chris DiStefano coming out, though, so we can see what he looks like. Mark Norman. This is pretty great, actually. There's just no way. They've never figured out a way to make wrestling game really smooth, actually.
That's Soder.
Soder and Schultz are in there now.
And Schultz, where's Schultz? So there's the red shirt?
Yeah.
There's no Schultz.
Well, yeah, his name is down there.
Oh, shit.
He's down on the grounds.
Oh, shit, yeah. They gave him a little, like, they gave him a little short.
Okay, Christy is not picking up then Zach Amico like that. Let's just make it a little more realistic.
Mark Norman, he's gonna
Oh, wow.
I thought Norman was gonna do a lot better in this thing.
Oh, Theo Vaughn falls to Schultz going in on Zach Amico. He can, oh my god,
Joe Rogan
just came in the wreck shop.
This is pretty awesome.
He's putting everybody out of the sphere. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh, Andrew Schultz never saw it coming. Oh, the teacher turns on the student. Oh, Soder.
Sam Roberts.
Wait. They're trying to get Soder out. Soder fights his way back in. This is so exciting.
This, I really want to play this now.
That does rule. Can you download all these Sam characters and play?
Sam Roberts. Yeah, yeah. They're all in downloadable content for sure.
Oh, that's fucking fun, dude.
Jump ahead. I want to see everybody.
We'll see four, three, two, one. Who is that? Who is it? Lois J. Gomez. That's Lois J. Gomez. That's Lois J. Gomez.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Oh, go for Zach. Go for, Zach first.
Oh. Oh.
Who would have thought?
No, 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 no. No,
he's Lewis is humongous.
Don't. Don't. Joe Rogan's getting ready to be put out by Schultz. Oh, Lewis, what's wrong?
How fun.
Keep going. It's too long. You have to get to the entrances.
Yeah. Who else we got?
Let's see. Two.
Is it actually 30 comedians? Sam Hyde. Sam Hyde's so fucking terrifying.
Oh, is that him with the shirt off?
Sam Hyde would actually win this.
Sam Hyde would actually win the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Oh, he's fucking, dude. I sparred with him twice. He's an absolute savage.
He's a big guy. And
Joe List.
Seems like his style of fighting seems like it would be Royal Rumble.
Matt McCusker, Dave Chappelle, Shane Gillis is in there right now.
Big J's in there.
Oh, Dave Smith's in there.
And Big J's on the floor. Big J's knocked the fuck out.
Is that
out.
Me? Yeah, oh, my gloves. Sleeping,
you lazy asshole.
Dave, no.
Oh, sorry, Dave and Jay.
Oh, no. You think so? Suck orange.
Oh, my God.
Jay, you're my boy.
Who sent Lewis out?
Oh.
Oh, I'm pissed.
And?
Oh, wait, what?
Well, I'm disconnected. Never mind. We got it.
Okay. Oh, thank God.
Jay, no.
Oh, Dave Chappelle. Yeah.
Oh, he super kicked Dave Chappelle out of the ring.
Chappelle out of the ring.
Oh, Jay. Dude, be cool. Be cool. Jay, be cool.
Oh, my God.
Why do you make me do this? Hang on. I got a little something going on over here. Shane's beating up on Bobby Kelly. Damn, you are light.
Jay is just clobbering me.
You are light.
Bobby Kelly's like, dude, you think I'm a slug? Here, take this.
You left me. You left me to go find a family, you piece of shit. You were supposed to be my life mate forever.
Oh, Bobby just got Shane out.
Bobby's
Rogies, come help me out.
Uh-oh, the bond.
It's not Rogies, it's Bobby. It's
Bobby Kelly.
Oh, that's Bobby. I'm sorry.
Bobby, come on. Work you over.
She's just going to watch me. Oh, Bobby Kelly's scumbag. I always knew it. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Bobby Kelly just slipped. Dude, my knee. My fucking knee.
My ACL.
I miss Dan. I miss Soder. I'll say it.
Jay's just working over my arms. This
is your child hugging arm. Go hug your family with this.
Hey, how are you gonna build your own roads with no arms?
You slippery son of a bitch.
Bobby,
no.
Yeah, you dumb bastard.
Joe slammed to Bobby.
All right, Dave.
Oh, Legion of Skanks taking on the bonfire right here.
You know what? We are old friends. Oh!
Jay's got that little hot
I got your back, Jay. I saved you.
Yeah, thank I saved you.
Thank you. Okay, don't. You're beating up an old man.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You backstabbed me.
Oh, there are no friends in the Royal Rumble.
Who wins the Rumble?
This must be it. This must be the last down of the last three.
This is the last three, yeah. Bobby Kelly's hurt right now. Bobby Kelly's very hurt.
Oh, Jay, what a sucker move. There you go.
That was stupid. Oh. Oh, no. Okay.
It actually really looks like you guys. It's pretty funny.
Enough that you get it for sure.
No, yeah. I mean, it literally looks like everyone in the ring.
It's very well done. The characters are very well made.
Oh, oh,
oh, oh, no! Oh, that's me and Jen music right out of the ring. Oh,
big, Jen.
Oh, 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 Bobby with the reversal. Oh, big nasty punch.
Oh, no,
double arm DDT. That's a great move.
Woo.
A double arm DDT fucking rules. Big J's hurt. Big J's hurt. Bobby Kelly's got the energy to do it right now.
Oh.
Got me in the
hit him.
In the old Godola. He doesn't want to hurt me, dude. But I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to be like Shawn Michaels, sweet chin music and Ric Flair.
I love you.
I'm sorry. I love you. Oh, come on. That's right.
That's how it would really go down.
Oh! Just
push old man Bobby over.
He's wily, though. And look, he kissed me in the face.
Oh, the kiss to death, they call that.
Come on. Come on.
He's missing with that move.
Come on, Jay. Big J's energy is all fucking gone. Is Bobby Kelly going to win this? Oh, big shot. Ooh.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Jay, you got those skinny legs. That's the problem.
I'm saying no.
That's exactly how you'd lift legs. Jay, you could get his legs up real easy.
You can. And then my upper body's going to flip me over.
Oh. Ooh.
That's a cool move.
They call that sex with a black guy.
Okay. Hit him with the body splash.
Oh, Jay, that was it. What an anticlimactic.
Anticlimactic great ending. You'd think for a scripted fight, they could come up with a better ending than that.
Oh, that was terrible.
What?
Whatever, Jay. You cheated.
What? The bonfire? It comes down to the bonfire? Has to fight for supremacy? It's not a good ending at all?
It was a terrible ending. That's actually how I described the bonfire, which is not a good way to end the show.
Well.
It was fun, boys.
Always a fun one with you guys. Lewis, we'll let you finish getting whacked off or whatever was happening when you left to get coffee.
Go finish up and then go visit your haunted castle.
Finish up and then, yeah, go. Lewis, bring a lantern in case the electricity's off. we'll catch you guys next time from Legion of Skanks. We're back at the stand on Monday, right?
Yes, indeed.
Until then, everybody.
Wait, hold on. Aren't we not? Back at the stand? Isn't that what we did the episode at your house, 4J?
Was it this Monday? Is Lewis gone?
No, it's the Monday that I'm gone. It's the 21st.
Oh, okay.
We know. We'll see you guys on Monday. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
You're trying to watch a retard draw swastika? It's hilarious. I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.